broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Oh, wow. All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, kicks off now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already February the 3rd. Or, I'm sorry, February the 4th. It is Friday, February the 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Without further ado, quickly, a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Jeff Zucker resigns as president of CNN after failing to disclose a sexual relationship with Allison Gollust, his, quote, right-hand woman. Jeffrey Toobin, same network, CNN, admits masturbating on Zoom, says it was moronic and indefensible. After the sad scandal, Joe got married to Mika Brzezinski in 2018. Americans love a good scandal, ladies and gentlemen, until the next one comes along. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee had a sex tape. Perhaps the most memorable sex scandal in America was between former President John F. Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, the Americans had a appetite for gossip on that dude, right? The handsome president, the sexy woman, they loved it. The real story behind the release of Kim Kardashian's sex tape. People don't want the truth to get in the way of a good story, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that right now. We talked all about it. And you say, Sam, that's a really salacious show for you to do. I don't think so. I'm highlighting the reality of what we're titillated with on a daily basis by your government media, by your CIA-owned and controlled media. See, these thugs want to destroy your culture. It is a culture war. And so they want to titillate with sex and manipulate with perversion and lead with propaganda. And the list goes on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, unless you turn that crap off, you get what you deserve. Now, I don't mean to be belligerent and blunt and crazy, but I'm telling you, you got to take it on directly. The reason that we have the problems in society today, everywhere, is because we're letting men and women travel together alone. We're putting men and women in hotel rooms and eating together and spending time together alone. You wonder why it turns out wrong? It's blatantly obvious, ladies and gentlemen. You got to dub it the Mike Pence rule, ladies and gentlemen. Mike Pence will not dine with a woman that is not his wife. Mike claims that he will not be alone with another woman or attend an event with alcohol served without his wife being present, ladies and gentlemen. Why does he have such a so-called old-fashioned rule? Because Mike Pence introduced himself as a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. Ladies and gentlemen, many evangelical Christians and many others follow rules like this, okay? You don't want extramarital one-on-ones with women, even for legitimate business reasons. Now, I know they mock him for this, but ladies and gentlemen, it's a mindset. A man who is married should not have female friends or relationships, okay? Men and women are meant to serve God in a contained, organized partnership. Intimacy of any kind eventually leads to sexual temptation, all right? That's what you got, folks. And I know it's a big, long discussion, and I know a lot of people disagree with me on it, but I'm telling you, the reason we have the troubles we have today is because we're violating these fundamental realities. You want to solve the problem? Then, as I mentioned, the story of the king deciding which driver to hire. The one that took two wheels off the side of the canyon, but, hey, drove professionally, and, wow, that was incredible driving. Or the guy that drove slow and mellow and stayed far away from the cliff. I'm telling you right now, if we don't put ourselves in these horrible situations, you won't end up with these horrible outcomes. Whether it be celebrities and professionals and leaders and big businessmen and women and actresses and actors and presidents and politicians. And that's all on the national stage for us to see as we parade this porn of celebrity behavior across the stage. Look, this is happening in personal lives, destroying families, too. And the way to avoid it, ladies and gentlemen, is don't get yourself in those situations. Okay? I'm just telling you right now. 90% of the time, alcohol or drugs are involved. 90% of the time, you could have avoided it by not getting alone in the first place. We need to have a cultural shift, ladies and gentlemen, towards God's laws. And until we do, you can expect more of the same and for it to get worse. Sorry to be so blatant and blunt, but it's got to be told, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's got to tell the tale. Might as well be me, huh? All right, denouncing dark money and then deploying it in 2020. It's huge how Democrats built an elaborate multi-billion dollar dark money network while simultaneously railing against the scourge of dark money. Yep, they built a big old network secretly while they were telling you how horrible dark money was and how against it they were. The findings, ladies and gentlemen, reveal the growth and ascendancy of a, quote, shadow political infrastructure that is reshaping American politics in secret. Nonprofits simply do not abide by the same transparency rules or donation limits as parties or campaigns do. Secret money vehicles, ladies and gentlemen, will continue to usher in an anonymous new dark money arms race. We also played the Ron Paul report. We talked about Whoopi Goldberg suspended from the View despite her second apology. Yeah, she said the Holocaust had nothing to do with racism or race. You know what? She's wrong on the point. But believe it or not, I stood up before anybody else defending Whoopi. I'm not defending what she said, because I disagree, but defending her right to say it. Ooh, imagine a First Amendment believer like that. That's me, baby. The First Amendment, I don't have to agree with her at all on the point, but she has every right to say it. She ought not apologize. If she thinks it and believes it, she has every right to articulate it. This is America, not the communist nation of China. All right, enough of that. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, would you please? Without further ado, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts right now. Chris Carlson with me every Friday. Welcome to the broadcast, my brother.
That's a big 10-4 there, Jabberjaw. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Jabberjaw, Lieutenant Carlson, reporting for duty, sir.
If the American people, ladies and gentlemen, ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property, until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers died for. Thomas Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about today. The Federal Reserve, it is out of control. I'll tell you what, and you haven't heard the first or last of it, even though we've talked for 25 plus years of how satanic, how evil, how immoral, how criminal those who have been involved in the Federal Reserve truly are. They all ought to be literally arrested, tried, and hung for treason, ladies and gentlemen. That's my personal opinion, to which I'm entitled. First Amendment, baby. Chris, you've got the title for today's topic, right?
Yes, sir. And the founding fathers, by the way, would have hung them for treason. Yeah, so the headlines on every newspaper should be yelling, and that has to do with the
great reveal. By the way, that would amount to a lot of yelling.
A lot of yelling, yeah. And Janet Yellen, by the way, is the first Yellen that I referred to there, who is the Secretary of the Treasury.
We need Yellen to start yelling about the dishonesty and the cover-up going on. The question then related that we'll answer today is, do we really operate, ladies and gentlemen, in a free market? You can obviously answer the question. I wish. Amen to that. There's a news blackout. Chris, let's talk about it.
Yep, 4 days ago. Now, this is an article in Wall Street on Parade. It's a website that's been around for, I believe, 35 years. That's what they say. And in the beginning statement in the article is 4 days ago, so that would have been December 30th of last year. So just a little over a month ago, Sam, the Federal Reserve released the name.
In other words, let's be clear, 4 days ago, they're talking about when they wrote the article. For us, it's just over a month ago as we bring the article to your attention. Go ahead, sir.
Exactly. the Federal Reserve released the names of the banks that had received $4.5 trillion, that's trillion with a T, not billion or million, in cumulative loans in the last quarter of 2019 under its emergency repo loan operations for a liquidity crisis, and that should be in quotes because we didn't have a liquidity crisis then, that has yet to be credibly
explained.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we did. You just didn't know about it.
Yeah. You didn't know about it, or you don't need to know about it. That's not your business, right? This is the Federal Reserve we're talking about after
all. Yeah, we don't want to let it go political or anything, you know.
No, we don't want to startle people. You know, just let them do their job, and we'll go about quietly doing our jobs, paying for the increase in inflation that they cause on a regular basis. Among the largest borrowers, Sam, were J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup. Three of the Wall Street banks that were at the center of the subprime and derivatives crisis in 2008, if you'll remember that, that brought down the U.S. economy. And it just goes on to basically say that the Federal Reserve quietly, starting in September of 2019, and you probably reported about this, they quietly went about giving a total of 24 banks what were referred to as emergency repo loans. You remember that term? And everybody scratched their head and said, what's an emergency repo loan?
We're going to talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give you the skinny. It's Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips via LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrideyOnRadio.com, and more.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson on your radio. We're talking about the fact that, you know what, there was a news blackout on the Fed's naming of the banks that got emergency repo loans. They've finally named the banks, but there's virtually been a news blackout of a financial news story. Meaning the folks at WallStreetOnParade.com, have never seen such a news blackout of a story of this kind of magnitude in their 35 years of watching Wall Street and the Fed ever. This is a huge story, ladies and gentlemen. It's the first time the Fed intervened in the repo market since 2008. As you know, that was the first financial, or the biggest financial crash since the Depression. They called it the Great Recession at the time because they didn't want to admit it was as bad and or worse as the Depression. You say, well, Sam, how come we don't feel it? The answer is because they can literally prop up the financial markets with dishonest money. And it's all a confidence game. As long as we believe in the currency, it'll have mojo power like you wouldn't believe. But these guys break down the banks that got the money and everything else. But this has never really been explained, Chris, or even admitted to. They just started handing out the money left and right to core banks. And they didn't tell anybody. They just showed the amounts coming out, but they didn't show who they gave it to. But we're starting to connect the dots, right?
Well, there's a law that states that after 2 years, they have to reveal them. But the problem is, Sam, unless you listen to, unless you read this article, Wall Street on Parade, you didn't hear it from Bloomberg News. You didn't hear it from the Wall Street Journal or in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Financial Times, the Dow Jones Market Watch, all of these major financial outlets, they didn't report it. It should have been blockbuster news, Sam. Because that's our money, $4.5 trillion that they stole, literally, well, it's a little bit complicated. They didn't take it from our bank accounts, and that's the whole trick of the operation. If they just print it, they're not really stealing it from us, Sam, but they're stealing the wealth from our bank accounts and our portfolios. And that's the insidious nature of what the Federal Reserve does on a daily basis. And the American people don't understand that, and that's what we're trying to do this morning. We're trying to inform the American people about what happens when the Federal Reserve monetizes a situation. But the thing about it is, why there was no liquidity crisis like there was in 2008 to 2010. And then the COVID-19, they couldn't blame it on the COVID-19 situation because that hadn't occurred until a few months later. They started in September of 2019. And they just quietly went about their business. They called it an emergency repo bailout.
And but I submit to you, there was a liquidity crisis.
Okay.
And let me tell you how and why. Let's say that I'm the ultimate planner, and I know that I'm going to give out a ton of COVID money, like trillions. And I know that I'm going to have to lift the debt ceiling. And I know that all these things are coming down the pike. I'm going to tell you there's a liquidity crisis. I'm going to beg for a repo loan because if you do this, what you're intending to do, I will not have the money to back you. I'm the bank. You're the guy that calls the shots, calls the plays. I'm the bank here. I'm not going to have enough money to do what you want. If you do that, I will have to melt down. So you need to give me the money ahead of time so that when you make that call, I'll be ready. So this is ultimate planning. And you can see it by tracing the money. The only reason they had the money to give all Americans all this cash, the only reason they had the ability to raise the debt ceiling is because they solved it on the front side of the debate. Hey, you're going to call for all this. You better make sure we're ready. So they go ahead and they pass out the cash to all these banks. Now they're all geared up and ready, knowing what's coming down the pike. It just proves that this is central, organized planning at its worst or best, depending on who you are, right?
Yeah, maybe that's why they call this thing the plandemic, because it was planned, and I believe it. I believe that the virus was manufactured in a Wuhan lab, and everything, like they say, politics doesn't happen by accident. I mean, all these things are planned. They know what they're doing. We, the American people, don't know what they're doing, and that's why we're being fooled every day, Sam, and we're just trying to get the message out. So they create this, I believe it's a moral, well, of course it's a moral hazard. It's our money. Congress should be the ones printing it, by the way. In fact, the Constitution doesn't even allow them to print. It allows them to coin money out of precious metals, gold, silver, copper, etc. And if we did that, we wouldn't have the inflation that we're experiencing today, 7%. But because the Federal Reserve usurped that power 108 years ago, Sam, and the American people allowed it then, we continue to allow it, and as long as we continue to allow that to happen, nobody's money is secure, just like you and Brian Russ talk about all the time. There's no stability economically when our money can be printed as much as the Federal Reserve chooses, and Congress has no oversight. The president has no oversight. Nobody has oversight over what the Federal Reserve, and we're going to talk about all the European banks that they bailed out during the 2008-2010 crisis, Sam.
So, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to the European side of this equation, understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first time the Fed intervened in the repo market since 2008, ladies and gentlemen. They say that was the financial crash, the worst crash since the Great Depression. Now, listen carefully, because this is important to understand. All the banks that got the big money ahead of time in this, quote, liquidity crisis bailout, okay? Understand the Federal Reserve released the names of the banks. Every one of these are stockholders, Chris.
Yeah, like I said, moral hazard. If I regulated an entity that had this type of power and they use that power for my benefit, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest? Isn't that a legal term? And shouldn't that be negated by constitutional principles? Of course it should be. By moral principles. Forget the Constitution. Just a simple Christian morality tells you that you don't have a circular, self-benefiting situation like this that we all as Americans pay for. $4.5 trillion is not petty cash, Sam. Okay, let's go through this exercise really quick. $1 million is 1,000 times 1,000. That's a lot of money. If you or I had $1 million, Sam, we'd be able to invest that in a way that we'd be set for life. $1 billion is 1,000 times that. $1 trillion is 1,000 times $1 billion, which is 1,000 times 1,000 times $1 million. We're talking about real money, and they throw this stuff around as if it's chump change. $4.5 trillion, that's the amount they spent in that short less than one year period of time in 2019 and 2020. That's greater than the United States' entire national budget for a year. Okay? And another thing I want to point out, this entire wealth transfer, Sam, occurred under the Trump administration, that great and conservative President Donald Trump.
Yes, okay? It did. The big lie continues, ladies and gentlemen. So they basically handed out the money and the amounts in 2019 before COCO hit, right? But I say to you that it was all planned, and the banks just told the government, look, you're not going to be able to call on all this money for your plandemic and for all that you got going on if you don't give us money ahead of time. We'll have a liquidity. We will melt down if you don't grease the skids or prime the pump or whatever term you want to use. So these stockholders in the Federal Reserve, ladies and gentlemen, understand it's a private consortium of bankers, this Federal Reserve. It's not government. It's not federal at all. It's just a lie by name, okay? Federal Express isn't government either, by the way, just to make the point. However, these are stockholders in the Federal Reserve. So, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is like giving money to yourself. They literally said, hey, give us a bunch of free money, and then we'll be able to back your play, government. What would have happened if they didn't give the money in 2019, but yet they started passing out all the money to the COCO recipients, or to whatever you want to call the pandemic handout of literally trillions of dollars, and then the raising of the debt ceiling and the expenditures and the, okay, you look at it, I'm telling you, the whole system would have crumbled before your very eyes. The con game continues is the point. But look, this is Republicans and Democrats. This, ladies and gentlemen, understand this very clearly. This has been going on for well over 100 years. And both parties, the deep state, the shadow government, the whatever you want to call it, has been in bed with this the whole time. This isn't left-right. This isn't Republican-Democrat. This is criminals against we the people, Chris. Let's call it what it is, shall we?
I mean, it's an information war. And you and I, Sam, are trying to get the information out. And, you know, right now we can resolve it peaceably. Let's do so before we have to resolve it violently, because I'm not a violent person, Sam.
Let's pray it can be peaceful, ladies and gentlemen. That's our hope. That's our 25-plus years on the radio efforts and more. Chris Carlson with me. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Even Glenn Beck is telling this story. We'll tell you about that, too, coming up.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As a record number of police officers are losing their lives in this age of police reform, slain NYPD officer Wilbert Moore's sister speaks out at his funeral Wednesday on defunding the police and current policies that makes everyone less safe. Ms. Moore's comments via a translator.
¿Cuántos Jason?
How many Wilberts? How many Jasons? How many more officers have to lose their lives before this system changes? The NYPD protects us, but who protects them and who looks after their lives?
The president and the attorney general joined Mayor Eric Adams and Governor Kathy Hochul for a gun violence strategies partnership. That meeting will be taking place after 12 noon Eastern in New York City. A major winter storm with millions of people in its path continues today. A mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow can be expected in Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. Airlines are expected to cancel flights today throughout the affected areas. USA Radio News.
This report sponsored by IBM. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced consumers and businesses to adapt, and many of those changes are here to stay. A recent study of over 19,000 participants conducted by IBM's Institute for Business Value and the National Retail Federation reveals that hybrid shopping and sustainability are top of mind for consumers in 2022. Hybrid shopping mixes the physical and digital experience, and Gen Z consumers are most likely to blend in-person browsing with online purchases. Retail businesses are reshaping operations with new technology to make it possible. Carl Haller, IBM Retail Industry Partner.
The pandemic has changed the way we live and the way we shop. Many habits that consumers started out of necessity are now the norm. Retailers must leverage new capabilities such as AI, blockchain, advanced analytics, and hybrid cloud computing to meet shoppers where they are and deliver a fully integrated hybrid retail experience.
Beyond convenience, customers are also interested in making more climate-conscious shopping decisions, with 62% willing to change their purchasing habits to reduce environmental impact. For more, visit ibm.com/IBV.
Donations to aid groups in Afghanistan have been given the green light by the federal government.
The U.S. told international banks and aid groups that transferring money to Afghanistan for many humanitarian purposes would not violate sanctions against the Taliban. The terrorist group took control of the country in August. The U.S. Treasury Department said transactions which pay for public school teachers and healthcare workers at state-run hospitals are acceptable. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One person has died and several others were hurt last night after a Butte County shooting inside a bus in the town of Oroville, California. Oroville police are reporting they started getting calls around 7:35 p.m. Pacific about a shooting inside a Greyhound bus outside the AM/PM store. The suspect fled the scene and was caught inside a Walmart thanks to phone tips to the police department. The unidentified suspect is in custody in the Butte County Jail. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Carlson, Sam Bushman, breaking it down like nobody's business. The Federal Reserve is a criminal organization, ladies and gentlemen. Those who have been involved and backed it, those who have turned a blind eye to it, literally are criminal by nature, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely fraud at the highest levels. It's been going on in America for over 100 years now. And ladies and gentlemen, we understand, but now they got a total news blackout of the financial news story going on. In fact, it's so much that even Glenn Beck's talking about it. Hidden data from the Fed should be today's biggest story in the world, says glennbeck.com. That's shocking. Glenn never talks about the Federal Reserve. The sad part about Glenn, though, is he admits to it and he highlights the shocking stories, a shock jock would, but he doesn't tie up the loose ends, which is the only solution is to abolish the Fed. First to audit them, then to abolish them, and then to hold those involved criminally responsible. Until we get that done, it ain't going to change. It's going to get worse. And the longer we wait, the harder the fall, Chris.
Yeah, so Glenn Beck does a great job, as you said, Sam. And you can, this is just a four-day-old article. You can go to glennbeck.com. It's on January 31st. So what's that, 4 or 5 days ago? And he does a really good job of it. And he's quoting an expose from Levy Economics Institute. It's, I guess, affiliated with Bard College in New York State. And what he does is apparently, Sam, and I don't remember this happening. Apparently, during the 2008-2010 subprime mortgage crisis, the Federal Reserve wanted to place a moratorium on all of the money that they dispersed to try to rectify that crisis. 10 years. Do you remember that? Well, they probably didn't report it. That's probably why nobody remembers it. But apparently, Levy Economics Institute, which is a think tank associated with this college, disclosed that the disbursement of money was a lot more than we were told, Sam. We were told that it was about $1.5 $9 trillion, okay, and it was dispersed in two parts. The first part was the TARP, right? Troubled asset. What does that stand for? Troubled asset recovery program. And then there was the aspect where they dispersed money to businesses and individuals, American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. But if you add those two disbursements up from the Federal Reserve, it only adds up to, like I said, about $1.5 trillion. Glenn Beck goes on to say, well, no, that's not true, based on this report from the Levy Economics Institute. He says that according to the information that he had access to, that Citigroup, which is a commercial bank, received $2.5 trillion. And this was 22 years ago, you know, during the subprime mortgage crisis, or 24 years ago now, I guess. Okay, so Citigroup received $2.5 trillion. I'm not going to read all of these because it's just going to get boring. Morgan Stanley received $2 trillion. Bank of America, $1.3. Merrill Lynch, $1.9. And then he goes on, Sam, to list the European banks that received money directly from the United States Federal Reserve. Why are we giving money to European banks, Sam? I'd like to know. Well, unfortunately, I already know, because a lot of these European banks actually hold stock in the Federal Reserve, which again is a moral hazard, aka a conflict of interest. And I'll just name a few. The Bank of Scotland, the Bank of Germany, they received $1.3 billion, the Bank of Germany, the Bank of Switzerland, the Bank of the UK, $1.4 billion, France, Belgium, and it just goes on. Okay, so all told, Sam,
and now let me stop you there to kind of tie the dots here. Some of these other countries have equivalents of the Federal Reserve to peddle their dishonest money as well. But what's fascinating about this is we, the American taxpayers, through the United States Federal Reserve banking cartel, we're the ones that are giving money to all these other countries as well. Make sure we note that, Chris.
Yeah, this is your money. Just because you don't see it leaving your bank accounts or your wallets, don't think that it's not leaving. And here's the insidious thing, like I said before, it's not the actual dollars that are leaving your bank accounts. It's the value of those dollars. And we talk about inflation. Inflation is 7% now annually this year, if you, you know, extrapolate it out month per month.
Yeah, that's 7%, though, on the books, ladies and gentlemen. It's because they have manipulated ways of calculating inflation as well. It's way beyond that if you look at real numbers. In other words, you can't say we're going to look at inflation but take food and energy out of it, for instance. Why? Because you got to have food and energy as the core for living, folks. That's why. So they're manipulating even that number down to 7%, which is a sky-high number, but it doesn't even tell the real story, is the point, if you understand real, honest, transparent economics, Chris.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Pretty much, if the federal government says it, you know it's a lie. You know they're manipulating you. And yeah, it's double digit. Joel Skousen would agree with that. Okay, so all told, in 2008 to about 2010, during the subprime mortgage crisis, Sam, $29 trillion. This is Glenn Beck. He's pretty credible. He does pretty good research, so I tend to believe him. $29 trillion was dispersed by the Federal Reserve System. $29 trillion of your and my money, Sam, was dispersed, causing inflation. Now, fortunately, because of the petrodollar, that didn't have nearly as much of an impact as if we didn't have the petrodollar. I don't want to go down that road because that gets a little bit complicated. But think about it. We were told that a little over $1.5 trillion was dispersed by the Federal Reserve, when in fact, the number is a lot closer to $29 trillion. That was 24 years ago. Now, fast forward to today. And I'm just going to read word for word so I don't miss any details. Starting in September 2019, the Fed began giving emergency repo loans to JP Morgan Chase, and we talked about that, and these other banks. According to this report from the Levy Economics Institute, the emergency repo started at $50 trillion. per week, by the way. This is the weekly amount that they were dispersing to these banks, $50 trillion, to these various banks. And then eventually, by April of 2020, Sam, that disbursement increased to billion. I'm sorry. It can't be trillion. I'm sorry. So trillion or billion.
Well, let's hold on. Let's be clear for a second so people understand. We're already $30 trillion in debt. We just crossed the Rubicon on that. $30 trillion in debt. But if you count unfunded liabilities such as Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, et cetera, some of the biggest expenditures we have, that coupled with dishonest compound interest, okay, that's the core of the expenditures. And ladies and gentlemen, we're over $160 trillion with a T dollars on the bulkhead for that if you count the unfunded liabilities. So it is out of control in the trillions to the point where I don't even think you can understand what $1 trillion is, Chris. And I don't mean you like you can't and I can. I can't either.
Well, a billion is hard enough to wrap your mind around, but a trillion is impossible. You're right. People can't.
Let me give you a good example to make the point. Are you ready?
Yes.
How much money would you like to receive a month to have just a killer income? You pick your number there, Chris.
A month? I would be content, Sam, with $10,000 a month. I could live like a king on $10,000 a month.
So 120 grand.
120 grand. I'd be living large, buddy.
All right. Now, you know the average American makes about 50 grand, right?
Yep. I remember.
So you're talking well over double that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So go ahead and talk about this a little bit, but I'm going to give you some comparisons based on your number that'll kind of put a million, a billion, and a trillion in perspective, okay?
Okay.
It's going to take me a little bit of calculation to do something, but I just want to kind of get you an understanding, right? So we'll talk about that in a second. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is criminal. We've handed out money to banks. And the point that this group makes, this Wall Street, what do they call this?
WallStreetOnParade.com.
All right. Yep. This group is documenting something that, you know what, nobody else is really willing to talk about. And I appreciate Glenn Beck willing to talk about that it should be the biggest story in the world. He's right. But nobody's talking about what needs to be done about this, Chris. No one's bringing it to real answers.
Yeah, well, we are. It needs to be abolished. And you're right. They need to be prosecuted so this doesn't happen again in our future. I mean, our country is a constitutional republic. It's not a dictatorship. And we are being dictated to. Our president has less power than the Federal Reserve System. If he steps out of line, the boys of the Federal Reserve System have means and ways of eliminating him. Just look at John F. Kennedy. Our Congress has less power. We're being run by a banking monopoly dictatorship, Sam, and it needs to end. It really does. But we need to educate people on how this thing operates so that they connect the dots and they have that that light bulb going on off in their head moment and realize the awful situation that we're in. These people can create money out of nothing. Something that if you or I did, Sam, we would be prosecuted and thrown in jail for.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Quick pause, more in seconds. Chris Carlson and Sam Bushman on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk. I'm with Chris Carlson, and we're breaking down this dishonest money scam. The Fed literally gave money to a lot of U.S. banks and banks around the world, many of them stockholders in the Federal Reserve, ahead of the cocoa meltdown. It was a big financial bailout. Many say there wasn't a liquidity crisis at the time, but I say it was a predicted liquidity crisis. The banks are saying, hey, if you're going to go ahead and spend this into oblivion, if you're going to go ahead and hand out money because of the COVID virus, whatever you're going to do, if you're going to increase the debt to this degree, you're going to have to give us some money ahead of time or we cannot handle it. That's what's going on. Glenn Beck says this should be the biggest story in the world. I think he's right. But I also think no one's taking you to the real answer, which is you got to audit and end the Fed and prosecute the criminals involved. If you don't do that, you won't be anywhere for solutions, Chris.
Yeah, and
because we can talk about it all day, but what difference will be made?
Yeah, and if you don't educate the people on it, it's not going to happen because the people need to understand and get behind the cause to abolish the Fed. It is a righteous cause. It is a God and Jesus Christ-fearing cause. It needs to happen one way or another, and it will happen whether it's done peaceably or violently. It will happen, and I prefer to have it done peaceably, Sammy. As you know, I'm a peace-loving type of person. Anyway, getting back to the Levy Economics Institute report that Glenn Beck is breaking down, according to this report, Sam, a total of $95 trillion was dispersed during the emergency repo loan period that we talked about from 2019 to 2020. $95 trillion when they cranked it up to $150 billion per week. And they just kept going and going. Now, if it's any consolation, I don't think the majority of this money is being distributed, which is a good thing. I think it's just being retained by the big banks in preparation for their next power move. But it doesn't matter. Eventually, that money will be dispersed throughout the economy. It will cause, you think 7% inflation, I know that's fraudulent, like you pointed out. You think the 10% or 12% inflation is bad, just wait until all this money starts circulating in the economy. And it is a security issue, too. You think about it. All of these foreign banks have all this money just ready to be dispersed if they so choose. They could sabotage our entire economy, the world economy for that matter, because, you know, of the petrodollar. Anyway,
speaking of the petrodollar, though, eventually they're going to merge that. They're going to push for Canada and Mexico to become a block trade union with the United States. And to do that, they got to pass out a bunch of cash. Look, the Ponzi scheme has to have increased growth for it to succeed. In other words, at the end, you'll run into a wall if you don't increase or expand the people involved, in other words, the recipients and the dollars involved. So they've got to expand this beyond the United States. And they've got the money queuing up to make that happen. They've also got a big infrastructure plan, you know, building bridges and trains and everything else that, you know, Trump talked about and Biden's talking about the same thing. We got to rebuild the infrastructure. We got to move to green energy and provide a gazillion jobs. And they're fixing to use green energy as the lie. Okay, this climate change thing is the big lie to back us into this continued massive expansion. Otherwise, the system will fail. And they're literally planning by declaring this, quote, you'll have to put us into repo land if you don't give us money ahead of time. That's kind of the plan. That's what's happening here. And they're setting the stage for this to occur. And that's why it's all kind of been done in secret. Because if they do it and then years go by, then no one will tie the two together. But I'm telling you, they're related. It's part of the big plan, ladies and gentlemen. Beware of that reality. Now, I did a little bit of money thing for you to understand. You want $10,000 a month, you'd be doing great if you had that. Right, Chris?
Exactly.
All right, so listen carefully.
I expect my first disbursement, by the way, Sam.
Right now, buddy. You just call up old Yellen and start yelling that you haven't got your money yet. Okay? Now, here's the deal. If you had 10 grand a month and you had $1 million, you'd have money for 100 months. Got it?
Okay.
If you had $1 million and you got 10 grand a month, it would last 100 months. If you had $1 billion, it would last 100,000 months.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had $1 trillion... to be 100 million months.
But still, I can't wrap my head around that.
I know. I understand. Numbers. But see, that's the only kind of ways that we could try to put it in some form of understanding, even though you can't kind of understand that, because then you start to say, Sam, what's 100 million months related to my lifetime? Right? 100 million months related to my lifetime?
Yeah.
Well, what the heck is that? Well, if you do 100 million months, divided by 12, because you want to get years, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's only 8,333 years, bro.
All right. Well, I think I can outlive that.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is the number just exponentially increases beyond comprehension. You can't even count to a billion in your lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. You can't get it done.
Yeah. Even if you started when you were five.
All right. So you got to understand, maybe we don't really get our arms around it. I still can't understand it, but I do realize what the repercussions of it are, which means if we can't even understand it, the reality is we'll never be able to pay it back is the real salient point here. This is the biggest scandal in the world. But I'll give you an example, though. This hidden data doesn't even really, in my opinion, hit the tip of the iceberg. How much more is hidden about what's gone on for the last 100 years? How many more shenanigans have they pulled off and played games with, etc., etc.? We go on and on and on. But the real takeaway is there's no effort to rein this in or do anything about it. Nobody seems to care but the very few of us who are warning that, you know what, if you continue to take a drink from the economic bottle of false prosperity, you continue to have the stupor, at some point you're going to have to call a halt to the con game. At some point you're going to have to put that bottle of false prosperity down. At some point you will have to pay the piper, wake up, have the hangover headache, if you will. But to prove this is seriously going bad, while these big corporations are making ever-increasing profits, they're fleecing the rest of us. Here's the story. Amazon, with jump in profits. So Amazon had an increase in profits like never before, but they're still now. Amazon Prime membership is going up. The annual charge in the U.S. will be $139, up from $119. The monthly fee will be raised from $12.99 to $14.99. And they say, hey, they got to raise this because they're providing you more benefits and it costs more for transportation and more for inflation and everything else. And so even Prime membership is going up. It all kicks off in February and March, if you will, this year. And you can say, well, that's not really that big a deal, Sam. It's only $20. Well, remember when they started, ladies and gentlemen, they were at $79. This hasn't even been that long ago. Then they went to 100, then 120. Now they're going to be hitting 140. 79 to 140. Now I'll have to look back and try to find out when the $79 fee was, but that's a massive increase. $80 to $140. It's almost doubled. In how long? And where will this go? And the reality is, on a day-to-day basis, Chris, it is hard for people to even understand how they can afford a home or buy a car. The average car now, average brand new car is $45,000. The average used car is $30,000. The average cost for a home is well over $300,000. This is absolutely unsustainable for most Americans and most businesses, by the way.
You know how much I paid for my first car, Sam, back in 1983?
Probably $300.
It was obviously it was used. I couldn't. $300. I paid $300 for my first car in 1983. And you're saying the average used car cost $30,000? Did I hear you?
Roger that. True story.
Dang. Well, I'm glad that I'm all carred up, at least for the next few years. But can we, I want to mention this before we lose time here, Sam. Remember that this is all part of the Keynesian economic policies that were popularized by Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. Ronald Reagan started this whole thing about just printing money with reckless abandon, okay? This great conservative president. Let me repeat that. The Keynesian economic reckless spending philosophy was popularized by ultra-conservative President Ronald Reagan, and it was continued by every subsequent president, regardless of political affiliation. And Donald Trump was no exception. Joe Biden's going to outstrip Donald Trump, if that's any consolation to you Trump fans. He's going to make Donald Trump look like a conservative, because Donald Trump was not a conservative. He was a Keynesian, and all Keynesians are globalists, because ultimately that's where this is going to lead us, because we will experience a crash in the value of our dollar. And once that happens, Sam, I don't want to be a defeatist. I was about to say that America is going to go the way of the dodo bird, and I don't believe that's true. We're going to go through some really, really rough times.
Well, and that's the point, though. Hey, America's not going to be gone forever. I believe that God will preserve a people to receive Christ when he returns. So let's be very clear about that. But in the meantime, it's how brutal, how hostile, how tyrannical it's going to get along the way. What happens when the people call in the debt? These foreign nations will all want a piece of the American pie, which means land and more. And so it's going to be very brutal as we go through it. And the longer we wait for the con game to end, the worse it's going to be in terms of the repercussions at the end.
Yeah.
In other words, the longer you drink from the false economic bottle of pretend prosperity, the worse the wakening up's going to be. The more damage is done to the body. And remember, nations are judged virtually instantly. They're not judged at the judgment bar later. They don't have a soul. And so the repercussions and the consequences cannot and will not be avoided. So that's why it's so important to get a handle on this sooner than later, Chris. And that's the part that most people, even Glenn Beck, don't really double down on.
Yeah, and if it's any consolation to those people that are just kind of going along to get along, we won't have any more Super Bowls, folks. That's going to be the consequence. We won't get updates on how the Kardashians are doing. Maybe that'll get their attention, Sam.
So the question left is, what can we do to prepare for the crash, huh, Chris?
Yeah, what can we do? I think almost every show we talk about this. We need to be as self-sustaining as possible, Sam. We need to get food storages. We need to plan on how we're going to heat our homes in the middle of winter, because it's going to get rough. But as you have often said, and as I concur with you, Sam, this nation shall endure. I don't doubt it, because it was ordained of God from the very beginning. I see God's hand in its history, throughout history, all the way up until today, in my personal life and in our national life. And God will not let a concept as great and as marvelous and as glorious as the United States of America go to the wayside. As long as there are a handful of patriots to uphold and sustain our constitutional principles, God will preserve this nation, and it will again become a great nation as it has been in the past. I don't doubt that.
In the Federal Reserve, we trust. Not. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. In God we trust is the motto of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And don't you believe otherwise. They want you to believe in the arm of flesh, shall we trust? In the Federal Reserve, shall we trust? In the latest sex scandal, shall we trust? Okay, it's a lie. In the celebrity world, we trust. In the tabloids, we... No. It is in God we trust, ladies and gentlemen, where we believe the real answers and solutions are found. Let's be very clear about that. The final word's yours, Chris.
Yes, that's a big 10-4 there, Jabberjaw. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson and liberty-loving Americans everywhere, continuing our duty, sir.
It is about God, family, and country. It always has been and always will be. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.